The smell of maple sugar, searing wild duck, and heirloom corn porridge swirl around the kitchen at Little Earth of United Tribes on Friday morning. As smoke pours out of the room and permeates our clothes and taste buds, local chef Sean Sherman explains our ingredients to a group of Native American youth who came from around the neighborhood for this lesson in indigenous cooking and food.
Pretty. So what are you doing? So this is just water that's been simmering, and I added just a little tiny bit of salt. And I'm just going to add a little bit of this cornmeal. This isn't the best crisp, but...
Sean Sherman, also known as the Sioux Chef, is riding a buzz on his new concept for a restaurant and catering business that features what he calls the decolonized diet.
So basically, I kind of put myself into a box in the beginning to think about what were the pantry items, what were the staples of the food systems a long, long time ago. Obviously, people had survived here for millennia, and I really wanted to understand and see if I could, you know, utilize and bring those flavors back into the modern world. So I'm not using any processed sugar, I'm not using any flour, I'm not using any dairy at all. I'm only using the indigenous meats. And so the animals are the easy ones to find. The biggest study was the ethnobotany side of it, to understand all the plants that were utilized in the wild, both in the wild and cultivated. Understanding the history of what people were farming in this region, because this region in particular where Minneapolis is and the Dakota people here, they were growing large farm systems and there was quite a bit of produce coming out of those. So trying to figure that out, and then really understanding the history and of techniques with food.
Sherman has dedicated himself to cooking with local ingredients. And what he means by local is food that is only native to this region, like the food the Ojibwe and the Dakota used before Europeans came over and introduced white flour, sugar, and other foodstuffs largely credited with diabetes, something Native people in particular struggle with.
Just because with the high rates of diabetes, I just kind of feel like we probably don't produce the same amount of insulin to break those sugars down, which is why we see high rates of diabetes and why we see extremely high rates of alcoholism too.
One of Sherman's early food memories is of his grandmother and family cooking on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota. His grandmother prepared a stomach and intestine soup called Taniga. Back then, it was pretty gross, he says. But now, Sherman can see the value, bringing back those familiar traditions to teach a new generation of people how to eat healthy, using what's grown in their backyard, literally, instead of fry bread.
You know, for the fry bread topic, I grew up with fry bread, and it was always a part of just dinners and celebrations growing up. And it's something that I learned to, of course, love and was always around. Exactly. And there's nothing wrong with it, except for the fact that it isn't the healthiest food around, unfortunately.
For this group of youth who came to Little Earth to be part of Sherman's demo for a local television station, it was the first time eating these foods and prepared in this way. Debo, a 19-year-old man from Cheyenne River, brought over a box of Captain Crunch, presumably his breakfast, but said the duck prepared by Sherman was far better.
What's the flavor that you liked the most from the food?
Brown sugar and blueberries.
Yeah, why?
Because it was sweet, and I have a sweet tooth. Duck is pretty good, and if you try it, you gotta give everything a chance, I think.
Sherman hopes to have a brick-and-mortar restaurant, possibly with the help of Little Earth and their community garden, and the vacant kitchen space at the American Indian Center on Franklin Avenue soon. As Sherman continues his demonstration, he holds the youth's attention by talking about the local flavors and things he's using. Maple sugar, corn, sumac, local green. As he does this, the young men ask questions about why he cooks, the flavors, and the food itself. This is what Sherman hopes to spark with his new business. Indeed, it's his passion. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
"10,000 Fresh Voices" on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.